Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, Colts head coach Jim Caldwell and quarterback Peyton Manning answered questions from the Houston media on a conference call. Caldwell started by addressing just how close the last three meetings between the two ball clubs have been.
Can you talk a little about coming here to Houston, the Texans haven't played so well against the Colts the last, three games?
Yeah, we're expecting a very, very tough ball game. I mean, they've played extremely well. No matter where we play them, they've been certainly a very, very difficult team to deal with. And, they just keep getting better every week. So, it's going to be tough.
Jim, how's it been to think still to be the most successful first-year head coach since 1970?
Well, I really don't feel that way, because how the grind of this game is and this league is in terms of getting prepared every week. So we kind of throw those things behind us and start focusing in on the next game. And every time you start to look at film, you forget about everything else and try and work on ways to prepare your team to get ready for a real a real talented opponent.
It's not often you see the Colts leading the league in fewest points allowed. Coyer obviously is doing a great job. What is the difference in the scheme and what you guys are doing on defense to have the best defense?
Well, overall, I think what it really boils down to, just in terms of the defensive play, schematically, we've done a few things a little bit differently. We're probably a bit more aggressive than we've been, but just in terms of maybe dogs and blitzes a little bit more, but all of those things that we're using were in the package. Larry's done a great job of kind of selling it to the guys and getting them to buy into the way in which he understands defensive football should be played, and I think fundamentals and techniques are really the key, and I think our guys have been really, really strong in terms of their fundamentals, and they continue to get better, and they believe in working techniques, and those are the things that carry you through.
Do you think it helps him that he coached with Gary Kubiak and Alex Gibbs for so long and knows them so well and what they like to do?
Well, that goes both ways. They also know him extremely well, and certainly understands and knows his tendencies also. So I think those two things probably cancel one another out, and it really boils down to who executes best.
Jim, how is it, considering the media wants to talk about you being unbeaten, chances to go unbeaten, how do you keep your guys focused on the next game?
Well, the big thing is, I think, if you had a bunch of guys that had never been, had a lengthy streak going before, and had never been in this situation, it would probably be maybe a bit more difficult to deal with, but these guys have all been, had some extended streaks. Like, for example, most of the core guys around here have been 13-0 at one point, and they've been 9-0 on several different occasions. So I think they know how to handle it. They know how to focus in on the next game. They don't look at it as a novelty, and they do understand that we really haven't accomplished anything yet. That's the thing that I think most people don't realize, is the fact that we have not accomplished one thing, even though we have a real fine record, but we haven't put ourselves in any better position than anybody else at this point.
How do you keep your edge when you have the best everybody, you're going to get the best everybody's got, and yet you still are able to handle it? How do you get up every week for that?
That's kind of been a constant around here. There's been, a certain sense of maybe the target being on one's back for an extended period of time, in the last how many years of this since we've been here, that that's kind of expected. But it also, certainly gives us an opportunity to make certain that we can use that as a point of emphasis, too, that we have to be ready because we're going to get everybody's best shot. We know that.
For playing and winning all these close games like the Miami game, not having the ball for a quarter, and then the miraculous rally against New England, does that help you to have gone through that, experienced it, and come out with a win when you face the next situation like that?
I think so. I think it certainly gives you, you know, an opportunity to talk about it, to teach from it. We had a few games in our history where we've come from behind. In Tampa, we were behind by, you know, a significant number of points, and the team was able to come back and win that game. But a lot of the younger guys had not been involved in it, so even though we used some of those as examples, they couldn't sense it, couldn't feel it in their spirit. Well, obviously, since they've had an opportunity to go through several of them now, now they understand, you know, why it's important to play all 60 minutes and, you know, why it's important to always make certain that we finish a ball game. And so it served for some great teaching, but also I think it shows that, you know, we do have some guys that have real strong constitution and strong characters on this team, and I think that that helps us.
Coach used to blow out the Texans almost every time. These last three have been close. What have they been able to do to close the gap on you guys?
Well, I just think they're a very, very talented football team. I just think overall, from top to bottom within their organization, they do a tremendous job of identifying talent and getting that talent on the field. You know, Coach Kubiak's done a tremendous job, and just in terms of building a real solid foundation on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. And you know, they're just a very, very difficult team to deal with. So, you know, they're very tough on us.
Quarterback Peyton Manning also took questions from the media as well, and he had this to say.
Peyton, what is the key to you guys being able to maintain your edge every week, knowing every team's going to give you their best?
Well, you know, every week presents a new challenge, and that's always kind of been our philosophy around here, just one game at a time. And we, you know, we respect all of our opponents and treat them all the same, I guess. And, you know, so far we've had good weeks of preparation, and we've had a lot of close games. They certainly haven't been perfect, but we made enough plays, especially in the fourth quarter, to pull them out. Our first game against Houston, extremely close game, and we felt fortunate to win, and we're anticipating, you know, another very close game this Sunday.
The Texans have closed the gap on that big deficit we all used to kill them. What do you think about the way they've played these last three games against you?
They're a very good team, and like I said, like you said, none of our games have gone down to the wire, even in years past. You know, even especially in Houston, a number of the games have been close, and it's always a dogfight, and I think their personnel has improved over the years, and they're well coached, and like I said, they're a very disciplined team, so it's a challenge.
Is it a challenge not to talk about being unbeaten and the possibility of staying unbeaten when everybody wants to know what you think about it?
Yeah, something that we haven't talked about. We don't talk about it around here. All we talk about is the next opponent. And, you know, like I said, this is the team we played 2 weeks ago, came down to the wire. They've only played one team since us. We've had, you know, two tough games since we played them. They've had a bye week in there, so they'll be fresh. And you know, all we talk about, like I said, is just taking it one game at a time. It's really kind of been our philosophy.
It would be kind of neat to see you guys in the Super Bowl against your hometown team. Do you ever even daydream about that, at least that you can say publicly?
I have not, John. You know, I have not. Obviously, it's been there's plenty to think about here in the AFC with our schedule, with our young players that are playing, with our injuries. It's a lot on your plate each week. So I have not thought about that. Certainly, the Saints are having a great year. There's no question about that.
Are they your second favorite team, or the Giants?
Giants.
Saints third?
I've kind of, you know, all I have is two.
Hey, Peyton, when you look at the Texans and the defense, they brought in some new players this year, a couple of new coaches, new coordinator. How do you see them as being different from the defense you've played in the past?
You see some similarities. You see some differences. Obviously, I think they have some new personnel. They've added, you know, some Eddie Cushing and Quinn as good rookie players that have given them some flexibility to do some different things on defense. But they're very sound in what they do. Guys are in the right positions. you don't see a lot of mental mistakes out there in the field. And to move the ball against them, you truly have to be good and disciplined at what you're doing.
You mentioned your injuries. You guys have allowed fewer points than any team in the league, even with the injuries. What's been the difference in the defense under Coyer this year than you had in the past?
Well, it's a different scheme. There's some different philosophies. You know, I know one of our defensive players could probably give you more specifics, but it's a number of the same players. Although, like you said, we have had some injuries, but you know, a lot of the veterans are leading by example. Gary Brackett, of course, Dwight Freeney, Antoine Bethea, but we've got some young corners that have played well, that have learned kind of on the run throughout this season. They've been thrown in there early and have done a good job, but guys are just making plays at critical times, which that's really what it comes down to in football.
What about the difference in having Caldwell and Tony?
So, John, I can probably give you a better answer probably, you know, next April, you know, after I've kind of known Coach Caldwell as a head coach, you know, for a full year. You know, certainly I know him as my position coach, but I'm getting to know him as a head coach as well, and he's getting to know more about us as the head coach, as the entire team, and you know, I think everybody's kind of learning something a little bit new each week or each every three or four games. So players are playing very hard for him, which I think is a great quality as a head coach, and the players respect him.
Do you still have as much fun playing now? Football seems like it's such a business. Are you having as much fun now as you did, say, 5 years ago?
You win. There's no question about that. You know, it's not much fun when you lose. It's definitely a lot of hard work, but it's very rewarding when your hard work comes to fruition and you have a close game or you win by a late last-minute touchdown or a game-winning field goal and your defense has a goal line stand. That's very rewarding and makes you feel like that hard work's paying off. But it's a long season. Obviously, there's a lot of intensity, a lot of pressure.
How do you get the young guys? Y'all incorporate a lot of young guys every year. Of course, you've got two young receivers this year, into not succumbing to the pressure that you're under every week, the pressure of being unbeaten. Is it something you talk to them about, or is it just an inherent thing they learn from being on the Colts?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's something that we do. I think obviously a lot of it has to do with the kind of players that we brought in here. They're young guys, but they're guys obviously that can handle a lot mentally. It is a long season. I think it'll be a challenge to all of our young guys as the season gets later and later. But it's a credit to them for being able to work through the mental side of it, to pick up the offense or the defense, and to be able to you know make the adjustment to the National Football League.
Peyton, what do you think about safety Bernard Pollard, who had two interceptions against you guys in the last game?
He's a good player. He's a good player. He's an active guy in the run game. He's a good tackler and a smart player.
A lot of people around here are saying he's added a really physical dimension to the Texans secondary. Do you see that in the way that he hits people and plays against the run?
Good tackler. He's a good tackler. You don't see him miss many tackles and definitely has some pop to him when he makes the tackle. So he's a very good safety.
I got to ask you something. I watched y'all's Miami game. I watched your New England game. What is it like for you when that final gun goes off and you win games like that? What's it like for you personally? Does it get old, or is it like you're new? Everyone is new.
It's kind of week to week, I guess. You know, I don't think any two games are the same. Like I said, it's a lot of intensity out there during the game. It's great satisfaction when you come out on top. But I think the key we've done each week is to put the previous game behind us, no matter how it ended up, and moved on to the next opponent.
Now, are you ever surprised at what you guys are able to do, like Miami or New England?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, every game is going to have its own identity. And when you're out there playing, I guess you don't think much about it except to go out and try to do your job, you know, try to do what you practiced and prepared for. And, you know, if it's going out there making a first down to ice the game, or if it's going out there having to make a two-minute drive to win the game, that's what you prepare to do, and that's what you're trying to do in order to win the game.
Peyton, what do you remember the most, what stands out to you the most from that game here at Reliance Stadium last year when you guys had the big comeback at the end?
Obviously, we had some guys make some big plays, like I said, at critical times. I mean, Brackett's fumble recovery for a touchdown was a huge play. Reggie made a great one-handed catch there in the end zone. So, we were fortunate. There's no question about that. We had some breaks go our way. But also some guys made some critical plays at critical times.